Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. And to our friends around the world, welcome. We are all partners in freedom. We're struggling with the same kind of international globalist leadership that wants to establish all, and they have on paper through the UN, global governance, so Community Pact of the Future. We've talked about that extensively. The agreement was signed by 193 nations on September 22nd. And you can certainly go to UN.org to see all about that. Now, back home, where we're seeking to reestablish our sovereignty, at least the common sense Americans are, we're reestablishing our economy, reestablishing the Constitution as the rule of law, and the return of some semblance of common sense and morality. So we go through these reestablishments and trying to overcome the coup d'etat of Bolshevik communism, along with a flare of fascism and Marxism. And we've been through what all those terms mean and how they apply. We're going to talk to you today about something very, very serious that's a reflection of a banana republic. And we have a banana republic mentality in the Secret Service right now. Well, those aren't the words of Dave Hodges, those are the words of a report commissioned by Congress for former law enforcement, commissioned to write a report. And they wrote a 53-page report. And I've gone through it and I took the key notes here out of this report. I think they stop short of a couple of really obvious conclusions. And I'll highlight what I think those are. So, first, I'll go through the report. I might make a comment here or there on the side. And we're going to go through it with you right here after I tell you about the product that took me off death row right here. This took me off death row. It reestablished my health. And now I'm reaching levels I've never had before in terms of post-middle age. You know, I was a college basketball coach for some time. And through most of that tenure in the off season, I and a couple of my assistants would get out there and we'd call a couple of aging friends. We get out there and play against the players. Oh, they loved it. They loved it when they beat our butts too, but I still was pretty active and I had a little athleticism left, and then the knees started going boom, and then my health really went into decline about 7 months ago, actually closer to eight now. This product saved my life. This product gave me what I am today, working out in the gym, and post quitting to play basketball full time. I do it now a little bit on the side. I'm in the best health I've been in. I can't remember when. It's been 25 years. And this product can do the same for you because it's a tremendous boost to your immune system. This is the biggest breakthrough in natural healthcare history. The NanoSoma spray, the Medisoma gel. Then they have a product for a vanity product. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can rub the cream on your skin and wrinkles and fine lines begin to disappear. And a product line is all right there for you to look at, along with testimonials at IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. All right, let's get into this report. They said at the beginning of the report and the conclusion of the report that the failures leading to an assassination attempt on Donald Trump at Butler, and they didn't even deal with the second one. And I think the second one, in some ways, is more outrageous than the first one, but that's another discussion for another time. But in this report, they said not only is the Secret Service totally inept and unprepared to protect Donald Trump, this is going to happen again. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And they were correct when they wrote about the first one, because then a few weeks later, we had the second one. So here we go. They said there needs to be new leadership. I was implicit and complicit all the way through this report. All right, number one, they have a lack of personnel. They're delegating, and this is my comment here, personnel to bank security. That's not their role. That's the Department of Treasury. That is not the Secret Service's role. Their job is to protect important people with full resources. And the people in Secret Service, they don't want the bodyguard detail where they risk their lives. They want to go have a cushy little sit on my butt job with the banks. No fuss, no muss. Sorry. You're in Secret Service, you're an athlete, you're fearless, and you'll practice the art of self-sacrifice to protect the people you're in line to protect. And I'll say something as an aside. Isn't it interesting how they couldn't spare the resources to adequately prepare and protect Donald Trump from an assassination attempt? They not only failed once, they failed twice, they failed three times. And they say it's going to happen again. It is going to happen again. And given the odds, eventually they're going to be successful. And that will set off a wave of violence across this country like we can't even imagine. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying this is an important deal. But if you want the total disruption of society and you're overseeing the Secret Service, just continue to let that administration of that organization continue to be run by a bunch of slugs who probably have a political agenda. And I think the odds are really in favor. Let me just say this before I go there through the rest of the report. If they were embarrassed, and they should have been on day one, about what happened at Butler, shouldn't they have just come back and almost overreacted to protect this man? But then they even underprotected him at a lower level later on at Mar-a-Lago at the golf course, right? Next to Mar-a-Lago, right? That Trump owns. And then Trump, this is interference with the election. This is election interference deluxe. Well, we have to donate all our resources to protect Kamala. We don't have the resources to protect you, so you can't do a Wisconsin rally like you had planned. That's election interference. It's deliberate and it's intentional. All right, continuing with the report. Lack of qualified personnel. I just told you the major reason why. They failed to secure the perimeter and mitigate line of sight. That's Secret Service 101. This isn't, gee, we learned from our mistake. I don't see how this isn't intentional because it's such a flagrant disregard for policy and procedure. And even if the lack of personnel was an issue, there's no excuse not to secure line of sight and have a drone in the air. Okay, that was criticized. Okay, communication issues. Law enforcement said there's a problem with this kid 90 minutes before and when he was on the roof. And what did Secret Service do? Stand down. Didn't notify the people who were Trump's detail on the stage. He should never have come out until this was mitigated. Okay, so they failed to contact Crooks 90 minutes before the rally. I'm telling you, there were others there too before Crooks, and a lot of forensic data and analysis of cell phones have really proven that. All right. Failure to inform Trump's security about the ongoing dangers. Details of Crooks being on the roof, not dealt with until after he fired shots. If he did, but they say he did, so we'll say they didn't do their job. Failure to detect Crooks' drone beforehand. That's what you do before you even set up your security. You're monitoring the area for anything that could be of concern. You can use drones to do it. They didn't do their job. All right. They said without reform, it will clearly happen again. Then they had some secondary concerns. And those are the six primary concerns. The secondary concerns were a lack of critical thinking on regarding to protecting Donald Trump. I would substitute the term common sense over critical thinking. The Secret Service mentality is do more with less when it comes to other people to protect, like RFK. Oh, they don't protect him. I forgot. Donald Trump, do more with less, and you see what happens. That's their mentality. The cultural attitudes. Now, they didn't get into this too hard. They said there's counterproductive social cultural attitudes in the Secret Service. In other words, we're not grooming agents who are virile and tough. We're going with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. And you're thinking, are you going race? No, that's not even a consideration here. Okay. A Black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian man, just as capable, given the training and the physical attributes as anybody else. Okay. We are talking about gender. A 5'6" female Secret Service agent cannot guard a headshot for a 6'3" former president. That's common sense. That's common sense. And also, I would say this in the immediate protective detail, physical strength, agility, and quickness should be the primary consideration, as well as the proper size. And since men have double of the upper body strength of women, I just rest my case. You say, well, it's misogynistic, that's sexist. Okay, fine, say what you will. But there was a failure on the stage, and Trump's lucky he didn't get his head blown off even when the Secret Service agents were around him. A good, qualified sniper with clear line of sight would have done just that. And then they had a failure to assess the risk. My contention is the Secret Service serves the Biden-Harris administration the same as the DOJ, who's suing Virginia for daring to take off self-admitted illegal aliens from the voter rolls. Who's that favor? Who does it favor if Donald Trump gets his head blown off? Is there anybody else that could really step up? Well, J.D. Vance is a lot more than I thought he was. He's exceeded my expectations, but I don't think he could carry the election at this time. And there's going to be another attempt. Mark my words. The Secret Service is compromised, and I believe their leaders, and we have talked about Cheadle's connection, the director at the time, her connection to the Cheneys, the FBI agent sitting behind Trump texting while the shooting was going on. That was absolutely amazing when you saw that. And she was identified, and we identified her here. And she's kind of followed Trump on the campaign trail, as we have seen, connected to the Cheneys. And connected to Liz Cheney, J6, gathering witnesses, arresting people that are going to be charged and indicted. There's some real bad stuff going on with the Secret Service. Now, does that indict all the agents? No, and heck no, it does not. And the agents who moved to protect Trump, they might have been too short, too small, whatever, inexperienced, because they were Homeland Security. With training that was basically non-existent from a video seminar that failed, and yet go protect the president without any real training. I can't fault them. They were put in that position. That is not their fault. And they rushed to protect him as best as they understood to know how. But even that security was compromised by the factors I've mentioned. So my report would be much more damning than one that came out, and that was damning enough. Change in leadership, change in priorities, and you can't throw money at an organization to improve if you're going to do DEI over merit. And this is a place, just like the Army in combat, this is a place where DEI doesn't mean jack squat. It's the mission, it's not the fairness. As in combat, you don't win a war based on fielding the most fair military. And protecting your leaders across the world, you don't protect a key leader by compromising their security because of DEI. And DEI, this is symbolic of how it's wrecking our country. Kamala Harris's policies, and I'm going to get into this in a later broadcast, her policies are all about DEI. We can't let the successful be more successful than they are, but we got to force the unsuccessful to become successful, even though there might be factors really underlying their lack of success, lack of intelligence, lack of motivation, lack of training, lack of education. Okay. And she's thinking that by just throwing money at them, she'll buy their vote. And in reality, 5 years from now, they'll be saying the same damn thing. This government sucks. They haven't done what they said. Well, I think a lot of people who are non-white, who have been on the Democratic plantation, as many Black people are beginning to say, I think that people are starting to wake up to this. But meanwhile, we have an immediate problem with the Secret Service. It's compromised by its own culture, it's compromised by the intent of the leadership to leave Donald Trump not fully protected. And it's a bad organization that needs to be stripped of its leadership. I'd say right now, you want it done right, put Dan Bongino in there. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Make sure you check us out on our newsletter. We're kicking butt. We're taking names. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.com/newsletter. or simply go to thecommonsenseshow.com and click on newsletter, put in your email address, and we will send you a copy of everything we do for that day. It's an end of the day publication, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and it shows you everything that we do, and it's one-stop shopping, all right there, thecommonsenseshow.com/newsletter.